Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all the things you've given us today. So many blessings already. Now the blessed opportunity to be able to gather in your house and open your word. Please help us now as we study the word to be able to build our faith and trust in your word and in you and to grow closer to you. Help us all this evening as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Time to start a new series, and this is going to be a series on the sightings of the risen Christ, the recorded appearances of Jesus Christ after his resurrection. We have the statement made in Acts chapter 1 in verse 3, where it says, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Many infallible proofs. Many incidences of eyewitness reports of the risen Christ. So let's look at some of those that we see recorded in the Gospels. And we're going to be bouncing back and forth between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to see how they would chronologically be laid out in the event. Who saw him first, second, third, fourth, and so forth. There is some argument, you might say, or some discussion, better worded, of the proper order of when someone saw him first, second, third, whatever. But the main thing is to hear the different eyewitness accounts of the interaction with Jesus after his resurrection. And of course, we'll start with his appearance in Matthew chapter 28. In Matthew chapter 28, picking it right up in verse 1, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman," to the women, get that right. "And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." So we see the awesome blessing and opportunity for these women to be the first ones to see the risen Christ, to be able to go be the first missionaries to proclaim and the first witnesses proclaim the witness of the risen Christ. That's an awesome blessing that was given to them, an opportunity that he appeared to them first. Let's look at that account also over in Mark chapter 16. Chapter 16, we'll pick it up in verse 1 here, where it says, "And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices, and that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. As we've been reading and studying the prophecies and so forth, he prophesied that he would do this, and he did it. As it continued, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Isn't it amazing that all that they had already been through, all that they had witnessed, and yet when they hear the fulfillment of prophecy that they heard directly from him, they still didn't believe it. But we got to realize and recognize they had not yet received the indwelling Spirit of the Holy Ghost that would give them the revelation of truth when they heard it. So you can't be too hard on them for that, because that would have been an amazing thing to have heard and to accept. Let's look at the account that is recorded in Luke chapter 24 of this event. In Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Now the reason we're looking at all four of the Gospels, that's four eyewitness, four recorded, four documented evidence of the same event taking place. Mary Magdalene being able to be the first to see the risen Christ. So here in Luke chapter 24, verse 1, we see, Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee? Once again, we see how he reminded them, this angel is reminding them over and over. He told you he was going to do this. Why be so shocked? Why be so afraid? This is fulfilled prophecy. Saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Multiple eyewitnesses, and yet they still didn't believe. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which had come to pass. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene, early when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. Now, when he's mentioning that other disciple or other disciple, he's speaking of himself, actually. John, the one who has written this gospel, he is the one he's speaking of there. Verse 4. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. In other words, John outran Peter. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Verse 9 is an interesting one there. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. But yet we have the record over and over of the angel telling him, he's told you that. He prophesied that. And we can look back and we've seen in studies past how many times Jesus told them, I'm going to rise on the third day. I'm going to rise on the third day. Over and over he told them that. But yet they're saying here they didn't know it. That means they had not yet received it. They had not yet accepted it. They did not yet believe it. That's what it's really speaking of here. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. So we have all these accounts in the four Gospels of this event where Mary Magdalene and those other ladies that was with her were able to see the risen Christ before anyone else. An awesome event taking place. But now turn back over to Luke chapter 24, and we see the next event that is laid out of the appearance of Jesus to two disciples as they were walking. In Luke chapter 24, pick it up in verse 13. Now this is after the event of Mary Magdalene seeing the risen Christ. And in verse 13 it reads, And behold, two of them went that same day, two of the disciples that is, to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all those things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. He came up to them and began to walk along with them on their journey. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. They did not yet have the revelation of his identity given to them at this time. But it's interesting how this all unfolds. So he's questioning him. He's testing them, you might say, checking out their faith and their belief in what he had been telling them all those many, many times. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? It's like, you must be new to the area because there's been a whole lot going on, and you're not informed on all the things that have been taking place. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have been, which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Speaking of John and Peter that went and saw the sepulchre, the empty sepulchre, but did not see Jesus yet. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. That really wraps it up right there, where he's telling him straight out, you've heard so much and seen so much, but yet are so unwilling to believe what is right in front of your face. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Clearly saying, wasn't this what was prophesied and the necessity of what he has done? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So he gives them a little review. He goes back and starts teaching them the things of the prophecies. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. A little clue there, how he vanished out of their sight. Right there, sitting amongst them, having that interaction, tearing pieces of bread, giving it to them. Once their eyes were open, then he just vanished. The power and authority that he has being displayed there to be able to appear or disappear in a bodily form wherever he wanted, immediately, to be transported from one point to another immediately. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. So right there they plug in that he has been seen by Simon or Peter as well. So we have him being seen by Mary Magdalene, by being seen of Peter, by seeing of these other two disciples here. And now let's look at the event that is also recorded in Mark chapter 16. Here it's a more brief record of him appearing to those two in Mark 16, verse 12 and 13. After that, he appeared, and this after that was after appearing to Mary Magdalene. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. So once again, the apostles that were gathered up, they were hiding in fear, did not believe. The eyewitness reports, they did not believe. So we see what happens next in John chapter 20. As the Lord appears to the apostles. In John chapter 20, in verse 19. In John chapter 20, verse 19, it reads, then the same day at evening, this is the same day of his resurrection, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. So he appeared right there in that locked room, right there instantly, immediately. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Pretty determined and very unwilling to believe the fulfilled prophecies. But as I said before, Didymus Thomas had not yet received the Holy Ghost. So even hearing the truth, he could not yet accept it or believe it. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Once again, appearing in that room where they were all locked up. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's an awesome statement there that would apply to all of us that have not experienced what these apostles have experienced, actually physically see and touch and interact with the risen Christ. We believe through faith in the Word of God, through faith in our Lord and Savior, through the blessings that He has given us of the grace also that He has given us, and the ability to understand what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false, because we are indwelt with the Holy Spirit. As it continues, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. By trusting in Jesus Christ, by believing in Him, by believing in His Word, we can receive everlasting life. by these eyewitness reports and by our own personal experiences through trusting in the Lord and the feeling that we receive and the inspiration that we receive, the assurance that we receive, the peace that we receive, the so many more things, the joy, the happiness that we just go on and on, all the fruits of the Spirit, the blessings of the Spirit that we receive once we accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. By all of that, it gives us the assurance of our faith in Jesus Christ and in our trust in His Word, His infallible Word that has never, ever, by all the scrutinizing attempts, never, ever been proven wrong. So we can stand so firmly on that. And as we see these eyewitness accounts, or read these eyewitness accounts of Him risen, then we can take even more faith and assurance that yes, it has happened, and we know what we have to look forward to as Christians. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your Word. These records of the events that are so important to us as Christians, help us to always accept them and fully understand Your Word so that we can apply it to our lives and grow closer to You and build our trust and faith in You and in Your Word. We thank You so much for that opportunity and that blessing, and help us to share that with others as well. And let all of it bring honor and glory to You as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.